wish you there.
Give him number seven.
Get down here, Paul. Paul?
Well, that's not true.
Very long time, where are you?
Very King?
Bill will get thousands.
We got a couple of suits, you know, a few shirts, a couple of ties, a few pair of shoes.
Well,
we have got spare insurance.
Yeah, we always bring them with us anyway. But the only thing is that we lose the thing that was stolen.
How long things are stolen?
Yeah, quite a few odd things.
Too many supplementary questions.
John, I hear that you reported it and say that how do you have your money in reality? That is what you mean to
I didn't, because the people are being deported right now. Get out of it. After they have their money, what do they mean by that? They're going to get out of the business.
What are you going to do in the bubble
right now? John just answered that one.
Do you ever wish
that your association with the crowds would be a little bit different?
Yes, you know, but we don't get much of a chance, really. Sometimes we do. Like, thankful to presidents and things, it's okay because we'll meet them and it can be arranged. Everyone else gets chucked out.
We don't meet a lot of people.
We meet more fans than people imagine.
It'd be nice to be.
Paul and John answering this question concerning the crowds and that they would like to meet
them. Yes, the fan club president, you know, and their friend. Could they
usually allow him? Be nice.
A female reporter asking Paul right now, there's a special fashion that Paul has.
I like long
female fashions.
Well, modern type clothes, but you can't just sort of say, Do you know what I mean, though? You know, European modern type,
We're trying to get that question.
And we're not writing it, though. It's all those things like the spider comes down from the roof
behind you,
and he's behind you. You know, it's all that kind of joke. All good green bumper, can we?
Just seen a film,
What were you designed
for your home?
Oh, well, I fancy chairs hanging from a rope. Ideas are sort of hanging around watching telly. Isn't it in bed? No.
Huh?
I won't take a name, Chris, but how would I feel the action to the building in which we're...
The Beatles are being asked now about their reaction to the athletic arena which they're located.
Looks quite good, isn't it? Is this the place that can be changed into an open air?
The roof opens,
very good. Good
very
idea.
George answering that one, most of them all together.
Work, number of bombers part of the U.S. Can we give you an explanation?
Yeah, okay, we'll tell you after.
Hope you don't lift the roof off a plane.
So do I. Crikey.
How do you compare British and American audiences being asked
now? Yeah, I mean, there's usually less of them.
They're all just as good as each other, you know.
Steve Risen asking a question now.
How would you like our fans today so they can have most enjoyment?
Steve is asking how people would like
want
to have
you
the
know,
fans.
However, Matt, however they feel like going, well, you know, if they sort of they just stand in their seats, they just sort of keep them, you know.
If it's isn't cold enthusiasm, you tend to play for a long period of time.
No, we always do the same. Whatever happens, Steve asks about control and lose all them, we still carry on.
There's nothing wrong with him now. The doctor just wants him out in case he starts causing any trouble. Well, it may be before the end of the year, most probably. But it won't be in America, it'll be in England.
Bengo says he's still out of samples out in England.
Yes?
If you ever leave the group, what would you do? Would you leave it as it is right now?
Well, indeed.
George answering.
Very good.
Paul compliments George on that answer.
Really?
After the success you had with your first film, would you consent to making a film in America?
They're thinking it over. It's a natural place for American people to make films in Hollywood. You know, it's unnatural for us, really, to come all the way over here. When we've got the same facilities in England, it's only a prestige thing to make a film in Hollywood. I don't think there'd be any real need to do it, and it's much cheaper and easier to do it in England for us.
Do you think the British filmmakers do a better job?
Do you think the British filmmakers do a better job?
It's
a
sure ain't doing it anyway. Yeah, we stick less than American.
And the producers American, so...
Just one thing before
next question. Good,
when the radio men have announced their name and station once, we'll take it possibly as red for the next question.
Yeah, please don't keep telling.
How do you fellas go about writing a song?
We just sit down in a room and just pick up a guitar or any convenient thing.
Then I go, sometimes we know.
Describe how they bring the song or
something. Yes, sir.
They've been asked to repeat how they write a song. And the humming.
Keep the noise up. Yes, madam.
Blank. Girls from Finland, reported from Finland, talking about Finnish girls who love the Beatles, and the female reporter is just saying, especially Ringo, who is Ringo? And it sparked quite a good laugh in the crowd.
Yeah,
asked about their success of being across all over the world.
No secrets. It makes this just ordinary, you know.
We don't know.
Really, it's
yeah, we are.
It's right for me.
It's
very odd to work out, you know.
The question is more pointed to Ringo. Ringo being asked if he should have his job like him tomorrow, would he be bored?
Not possible. More often.
Now that they're actors, what are your favorite actors?
Paul Newman, Marlon Brando,
Peter Sellers.
Paul replying now, George.
Sophie Tucker.
Judy,
well,
I'm just
mentioning
that.
You've
got to go there.
Who
writes the lyrics? Who writes the
lyrics? We don't like being asked to write the lyrics. I mean, as I say, sometimes I go, there's no formula at all. I mean, for instance, John can write a complete song. He's clever like that. Or I can write one, you know. Or else we just do a line of words and music each. It's this man. No.
it seems.
It varies immensely.
In fact, we've never written a song like that. One of us done the words and one of us done the music.
It's always mad ways of doing it. Yeah. But then, that's the hectic teenage life we lead.
Even though you are writing on the first of popularity. What would you say in your relationship?
We've never heard of them. We've never heard of them in tour. Until our article that you read too.
Yeah.
It's a bit more like American radio than they've had in England.
And it's going well, you know.
And it's got commercials too, you know.
Yes, it's a disc jockey.
They're talking about the disc jockey show
they do on one of these so-called pirate radio ships off the shores and out of the water boundaries of England. They're being asked now how the yeah sound is blown out of the typical English sound.
No, it just happened to be a line out of one of our songs.
The boys are all taking a sip of water right now. All of the boys talking this one over.
Ringo, I understand you're a photo fan.
Ringo is being asked about the fact that he is a photography fan. Whether or not he used a real camera or a posed picture or a dummy camera.
Well, there's only a phone. It's a Pentax that they gather broken ones,
so tell your friends not to try. And all right.
All talking now about another shade. They're being asked about how they think these rumors get started. Supposedly about them getting married.
It might be that they don't really get interviews ever, just make things up completely.
I'm making stuff like about George, Paul and put a good headline on the front of the paper to sell more copies.
I mean, my stalk activities were written up as Ringo asked John to share wife. That was the lead into the stalk, you mean?
And there are one or two sort of journalists who are, used to have very big columns, but they're not read so much now. Not naming anyone, but Walter Winter was a good example. Gustav, for publicity.
When do you anticipate you'll be back in the States for another story next year? You know, we don't know. It's up to the
science.
It's like ritual. Being asked how long they played together for achieving success, and what was the turning point?
The turning point was probably getting Brian Epstein as our manager.
The very particular passage that you
started behind
your
way. Nationally, the Royal Variety performance in England when we played for the Queen Mother.
Being asked about any particular concert, how long were you together before this?
Years. Quite a long time. No, we've known each other since school days.
No.
No, I mean, we've as a group now, we've only been together a couple of years, but John and George are
what are your ages left to right?
22,
21, 23,
24,
see, the eldest is the after all. John,
I love it,
sir. They're asking about writing songs for Billy J. Kramer.
No, it's just...
we just do it because we've known him, you know.
And we wanted a song to record, and we had one.
Well, right, songs
I mean,
people,
Peter,
Brian,
and Gordon, Peter and Gordon are on there with Brian.
And the Rolling Stones, we've got one for them.
It's just whoever wants a song, if we've got one handy.
All talking again.
And Brian predicted
1960. Talking about the prediction you heard earlier on KQV.
We laughed along with the rest of your fun show.
We thought it was Posse Burner. George is lying.
3 more minutes of questions. Are you gentlemen from
No, we just finished it now.
There's no more conscription ever. We all just missed it.
I didn't catch the question. They're talking it over.
We're still the national reserve. We might.
I wonder what time you want to mention the boys. Right?
It's
time in this press conference. Right now, there's
keep the noise down a bit. There's another question.
Yeah, keep the noise down.
But John.
We felt embarrassed saying there was some bit that we just couldn't say, we just curl up saying it.
And we all
had a few things in it.
And we also talked with the author about a few, you know, months before it, and so he came round with us a few days to get the feel of it.
From the beginning, he wrote in a lot of things that we told him about, like the fellow in the train compartment.
Yeah, that was real, that happened, yeah.
What about the routine with the woman?
That was written in about the woman. Completely his.
She led. She looks more like
a good job, is it?
All
being asked a question now about the movie.
Sometimes, you know. They used to be known. They'd probably be the same way over here. People that drink some food for you.
You never get
to make
a movie?
Yes, we've had it happen, you know, especially when there's drink and food for everybody. It gets like a party, you know.
Two more.
What questions coming?
Just but all about souvenirs. Stealing, borrowing, and
asking now about people begging, borrowing, stealing souvenirs. They have official Beatles souvenirs.
You mean that we've got
the stuff for ourselves?
Yeah.
We've got a couple of those presents or fans.
Yes.
Leather wallet and a leather cigarette case. They all got a couple of fans, which is kept very good.
We got plaques and things, and we got an album of our concert at the Hollywood Bowl, which Capitol made sort of as a souvenir.
It's lousy, but it's a souvenir.
How many of your records have sold a million?
Maybe not. How many records have sold a million? No one seems to sell a million over here. You know what happens over here.
There's not half as many people as there are here, you know, so it's much harder to sell a gold record there.
It's still part of the golden record.
Yeah, it's a gold disc, yeah.
Two more questions.
Who are anybody we can find?
Making a fortune, but we're not making one.
In other words, someone's tired of still now to make a
trying to.
While I'm thank you for the question, two things I'd like to do. The first one, radio men when the movie calls soon. Just because I'd like all city people here to know this. You're all very welcome.
We're getting our special announcement now.
But we don't want any city in the audience or at all.
Especially that man from Hollywood.
Especially the man from Tino Queers. He's probably here at the back of the
crowd.
Will the radio men now move forward and give up the
now the other men are moving forward to, and Chuck Brinkman, Dexter Allen, and Steve Risen are all right there with microphones. We go to them.
What do you say,
huh?
Paul? Steve Risen of KQV. Have you ever seen a Texas hat like this before?
Yes, I wrote about it.
And have you been to Texas yet?
Yes, sir. We're going to Dallas.
Going to Dallas. That's one of my hometowns. What do you think about your tour to Texas?
Well, it'll be good, I hope. You know, I like the idea of the place because it's all sort of oil wells and big and Texas hats and cowboys and all that. But, you know.
Steve Rising talking to Paul McCartney of the Beatles. What is your opinion of Texas? Do you gain it from television or what?
Really, yeah, I suppose so. And from, I've met one or two people from Texas. It's just, you know, the opinion, the oil wells, all that same, the same sort of thing that everybody thinks about Texas, probably, you know. You're right, Derek. It's getting very high. Oh, well. It sounds like a nice place, but, you know, can't wait to go.
Well, as a Texan moved to Pittsburgh, we certainly wish you well in Texas. Did you notice a helicopter above you today?
Yes, I did. On the drive in, yeah.
That was me.
Oh
yeah. Do you have a canteen on you?
Pardon?
You have a canteen on you. Did you bring anything with you?
What do you mean, a drink? If you want a drink, you can have a bit of this.
What is it?
Seven up, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. And we're looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
We are now, this is Bill Clark. I think we're on the air at this moment. Is that correct? Fine. We're on the air right now. The boys have been talking to the fun-loving side. And out of the press conference room, a pretty good-sized crowd. And the people have pretty well maturing out. They have found out where the Beatles are. At least they might be able to get them.
They want to fight
the Beatles because this will probably be the way they come through. They're still in the press conference room at this moment, and I don't know if they're going to finish or they're going to allow the photographers to have a few moments with them. But I am two doors thickness away from this crowd, and perhaps you can even hear them now. They're quite quiet at the moment, but they've seen some activity here, and there's a continuous press against this glass. In fact, frankly, I would very sincerely urge those of you out there listening to KQV, I see most of you are, that you not press quite that hard, you're going to come through that glass. I don't think you're going to have much of an opportunity to get a glance at your fans before tonight, so I would suggest that you stop the press that's going on. At this particular moment, the Beatles inside there are being surrounded. They are being surrounded by that loud cheering went up, simply, I think, because of the fact I mentioned I could see them at this time. They are being surrounded by photographers, and I see that Ellen up there, Chuck Brinkman. I don't know how things are going. I'm going to move back in toward our control area at this particular moment and see if possibly one of the fellows has some more material coming through that they'd like to put on the air. I don't know whether or not they have. Do they have any more material there that they want to put on the air from the... pardon me? Steve is talking to one of them right now. I don't know whether or not he's doing an interview. We haven't gotten a signal from him. You want to go check with him and find out. We'll go back this way for a moment. After we walk back in the room, and here goes that howl again. I don't know. All of a sudden, I think we've become a personality. They've all got their transistors out there, and that press out there is tremendous. Those doors look like they're going to get in any minute now, and we would sincerely urge you, honestly, to take it easy. The boys have just made a comment in their news conference that they appreciate all kinds of audiences, including enthusiastic audiences, but they feel badly when somebody gets in. So take it easy out there as far as those of you who are around the arena at this particular moment. We are watching inside here where more activity goes on. Everybody seems to have their one personal point.
I don't know if you remember, Chuck and I were with you in Baltimore last year. Remember? I was very surprised to notice the well-controlled crowd. Now, of course, this is the first time last night that I saw you guys perform. And is it my imagination, or were they just a little bit better controlled in Baltimore than the previous crowd you've had to deal with?
I don't know, really. You know, it was pretty wild.
And nevertheless, they were enthusiastic. They made noise. But I didn't notice any mass movement or attempt to get on stage or the throwing of jelly beans that have characterized so many of your other concerts.
It was orderly as far as that's concerned. But we had a lot of concerts like that, actually, on the tour. I enjoy them, as much. They're just as good because all the noise is there and all the atmosphere is there. That's good.
You mentioned last night in your concert, or in our discussions with you before the Baltimore concert, you and a couple of the other fellows mentioned on a couple of occasions that you enjoyed Los Angeles so much because you had a chance to live in a private home.
Yeah.
And you had an opportunity to more or less get away from the
hectic life that you lead of hotels, living out of suitcases. What did you think of some of the other cities? The first is New York, obviously the big city, the city that you first played at when you first came over here, in relationship to Los Angeles, for instance.
Well, all of us like New York because it is sort of the big city, you know, of America. It's a nice place. We didn't get much of a chance, however, to get out.
We have seen quite a bit last time. You know, one quick question I want to ask you. Somebody made a remark last night about how does it feel to be putting on the world in the Baltimore press conference last night. Well, can you give me a reaction to that, please?
Apparently, we talked to her afterwards, the woman who asked it, and she said that she'd been dared to say this, you know. It was only as a joke. And, I mean, you know, we're not putting anyone on.
Good. Thank you, Paul. I hope you enjoy your stay in Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
The radio men are being asked to move away so that the TV people can get their chance to get a few film shots there. There are several separate interviews that are going to be conducted here. Several more that have just been conducted, as you heard, for radio. Radio got first choice here. And as you heard, the fun-loving tribe is right there with those separate interviews. And right now, the radio people, they don't seem to be of a mind to move back. I think the front 11 five pretty well out of the way. We've got quite a few interviews with them, and I think our boys are moving out of the way. Yes, now they're moving out so that the TV people can get a chance to focus their cameras. Of course, they've got a much more difficult situation. At this moment outside, we can just hear continuous roar after roar of the youngsters. I don't know. I guess every time they see anybody now, they're screaming. But believe me, it's not illegal. I'm going to get sneak back out here again. And I see our broadcast line is strung across here at this particular moment. And I think we'll just get out a little fresh air for a moment. It's smoky and hot in Parlor A here at the Civic Arena, where the press conference was held. Big Steve, I see you over there. I see you relaxing. I think you have one of the Beatles glasses.
Yes, as a matter of fact, well, Bill, a question. We are live and kind of semi-direct. Is this correct?
I understand. I'm not sure whether we're on the air at this moment or not, but we're just assuming we are.
Well, under the assumption that we are, I, so far, have been offered a cigarette by Paul McCartney, and he and I had a smoke together. And I have Paul McCartney's glass in my hand that he offered me. It's some lemonade here, as it were. And we're great friends with the Beatles already. I just met the guys.
Well, Doc, how about you? I was things up there with you, and how are the fellas thinking? We were standing toward the back. We didn't get a chant. Oh, the chant is really going up outside. We want the Beatles.
It certainly is. Well, I guess if they have tickets, they'll be able to come in about 2 hours. Everything is sort of a holocaust in there. The table was jammed with reporters. I managed to know the story about how it worked out from last night. It's the first one up there to talk to, today I talked to John at greater length and also to Ringo a little bit more. I asked him his ring size, by the way, which is my most asked question. He says he doesn't know, so I thought that people would be interested in that. They seemed very relaxed. They had quite a hectic day yesterday and quite a party last night. But Chuck, I thought they had a lot of fun at this press conference. Didn't you? Did you get that feeling? The boys really enjoyed themselves. They really get a kick out of people, watching people's behavior, and I think that gives John and the rest of them, John in particular, as you told me, gets a big kick out of watching people's behavior at press conferences. Of course, they see these same people every day.
And hear the same questions, probably,
every single day. And they're more interested in studying the way people are asking the questions. This is they get a kick out of it. This is what gives them a great charge out of doing a press conference.
I notice when somebody leads what you might say their chin when they're asking a question, the Beatles have a tremendous sense of ad-lib and really pick it up and toss it right back in the question and say, not maliciously, but have a lot of fun with it.
They have a fantastic dry wit about them. I guess it's typically English, and it's very effective, and everyone enjoys it 100%.
They'll be going on in 2 hours, Bill. Their press conference is going on still right now with a lot of filming going on inside. So we'll try to get back in and see what's going on. All right, and outside the press and the clamor from the young people continues. My own opinion is that they could do well to relax. This is Bill Clark on the KQB Beatle Beat, and we'll be back shortly. Audio 14 and out.
They don't know the TV. Yeah.
And there it is, the constant coverage of the KQV Beatle press conference, as broadcast earlier on KQV. Many of you probably heard it earlier this evening as it originated from the scene of the press conference at the Civic Arena. There's a great deal of excitement for the boys. As you know by now, they have left the city and, well, obviously are in Cleveland, Ohio. They have a concert to do there this evening. We have a great deal of Beatle material, and you'll be hearing it all on KQV, your Beatle station. And needless to say, after tonight, I doubt if anybody would dispute that. A fantastic gathering and a great show. Fun Loving Five, very proud to present the Beatles along with some very other entertaining artists, including Jackie DeShannon, the Exciters, Glenn Frog Bad Henry, and the Bill Black Combo. A lot of music to play between now and six, Fun Lover, on the Deck Allen Show.